Nasa crisis level na ang murang pabahay sa Australia, pero inaasahang lalala pa ito sa susunod na 6 na taon base sa unang report mula sa National Housing Supply and Affordability Council na binuo noong December 2023 para magbigay ng payo mula sa mga dalubhasa. Narito ang pahayag ni Opposition Housing Spokesperson Michael Sukar.
Housing has never been worse in Australia. Whether you're trying to purchase your first home, it's never been harder. Whether you're trying to find a rental, it's never been harder.
Ang ulat ng konseho ay naglalarawan sa kasalukuyang sitwasyon ng bawat estado at teritoryo sa bansa. Itinuturing dahilan ng krisis ang kakulangan ng supply ng bahay. Sinasabing habang napakababa ng bilang ng mga bakanteng tahanan, ang presyo at renta ay mas mabilis namang tumataas kaysa sa sahod. 13% lang ng mga nabebentang bahay noong 2022 hanggang 2023 ang abot kaya para sa mga pamilyang kumikita ng median income. Pinalala din ang krisis ng tumataas na interest rates, skill shortage, inflation at malaking gasto sa construction. Dismayado naman si Danita Won, ang CEO ng Master Builders Australia, ang organisasyong kumakatawan sa construction industry. Aniya, maraming balakid sa pagpapabuti ng supply, katulad ng reforma sa industrial relations, mataas na halaga ng materyales at labor shortages. Napag-alaman ng Build Skills Australia na kinakailangan ng bansa ng 10,000 na bagong construction workers sa sektor sa Hulyo para maabot ng pamahalaan ang kanilang target. Ayon pa kay Danita, hindi sapat ang ginagawang paraan ng pamahalaan para ipromote ang industriya.
We have for successive decades in this country put universities as a preference over trade qualifications, which we think is unfair, and treating tradies as second-class citizens. We have to recognise that parents, educators and students all need to be better informed of the opportunities in a trade. And certainly from our perspective, AI won't be taking over trade work anytime soon in comparison to some university qualification.
Tinataya sa ulat na sa 2028 hanggang 2029 financial year, kulang pa rin ng 39,000 na tirahan ang Australia. Sinasabing hindi maaabot ng pamahalaan ang ipinangakong 1.2 million na bagong bahay na nakasaad sa National Housing Accord na unang sinabi ng labor na bahagi ng solusyon sa supply. Ayon pa sa council, nasa 943,000 na dwellings o tahanan lamang ang maitatayo hanggang June 2029. Ibig sabihin, mabibigo ang pamahalaan na tugunan ng problema, kabilang na ang nasa 122,000 na Australians na nakakaranas ng homelessness. Sinabi ni Green Housing Spokesperson Max Chandler Mather na hindi sapat ang ginagawa ng labor para tulungan ang mga mamamayan.
On basically every measure, labor is catastrophically failing. The lowest proportion of public housing on record, the highest costs on housing for households on record. We have got a devastating housing crisis and our housing system in Australia is fundamentally broken.
Pero oportunidad naman ang naging tingin dito ni Federal Housing Minister Julie Collins.
What the report does is show the very significant challenges we have in Australia's housing system. What it also is, though, is an opportunity for us to change. We've started that change already. We know there's more to do. We know we need to be ambitious, and we are ambitious. We want to turn around Australia's housing system, and we've already started that work. We've now committed to more than $25 billion in new investments over the next decade since we came to office.
Ang mga low-income earners na kabataan, may kapansanan, First Nations Australians at biktima ng domestic and family violence ang pinaka-apektado ng affordability crisis. Mungkahin ng koalisyon na bawasan ng labor ang migration bilang tugon sa issue. Pero giit ni Haitham Subi ng Settlement Services International na hindi ito ang solusyon. Ang SSI ang namamahala sa resettling ng libo-libong refugees kada taon. Sa isang essential research poll na ginawa ng grupo, napag-alaman na higit 26% ang napipilitang umalis sa tinitirahan dahil sa taas ng bayarin sa bahay nitong nakaraang taon. Aniya, ang mga migrants at refugees ay kabilang sa mga nahihirapang maghanap ng matutuluyan at karaniwang nasa ilalim pa ng listahan dahil wala silang maipakitang rental history sa Australia.
Of course, they will be competing against more stronger applications for an average Aussie families, where they have to, show that they have stable income, a rental history, a employment history. Another factor is the language barrier. We could even see it during the house inspections or open house inspections, where our people they pretty much get the stigma around, I'm not going to give you the property because I'm the concern that you won't be able to communicate clearly in English.
Sinabi rin ni Ginong Subi na hindi makatarungan ang paninisi sa mga migrante sa nararanasang housing crisis.
It's just, I think, the media coverage, to be honest, and this negative perception, which is incorrect. We worked with thousands of migrants and refugees over the years. Pre-COVID, there was no issues at all because there was enough supply in the market. And the current crisis is not only in metropolitan cities, that's happening in regional and even more globally. So they cannot be blamed for this crisis. It's actually they are paying the huge price for being victimized and staying longer terms in short-term accommodation and transitional homes, just waiting for their initial accommodation to be approved.
Ipinayo ng council na pagtuunan ng pamahalaan ang 10 areas kasama na ang pag-invest sa social housing, bawasan ng homelessness, palakasin ang rental market, pagbutihin ang planning system at tiyakin na nakakatulong ang tax system sa supply. Nanawagan din ng mga eksperto na magkaroon ng regulasyon sa private rental market. Pero inaabangan ngayon ang magiging hakbang ng pamahalaan kasunod ng paglalahad ng federal budget. At yan ang binuong ulat ni Ruth McHugh Dillon para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.